This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Gunmen have attacked a major Shiite holy city in Iran, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens more. The official website of the judiciary says two gunmen were arrested and a third is on the run after Wednesday's attack on the Shah Cheragh Mosque, the second holiest site in Iran. The Islamic State group late Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. The attack came as thousands of protesters elsewhere in Iran marked a symbolic 40 days since a woman's death in custody ignited the biggest anti-government movement in over a decade. The three main greenhouse gases hit record high levels in the atmosphere last year, according to the UN Weather Agency, calling it an ominous sign. World Meteorological Organization Secretary General Petrie Tallis says there are warnings in the fight against climate change.
The game that we have already lost is the melting of glaciers. We have so high concentration of carbon dioxide that the melting of glaciers will continue for the coming hundreds of years, even coming thousands of years, and that will contribute to the sea level rise.
Earlier on Wednesday, the UN's climate office said current pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions put the planet on course to blow past the limit for global warming countries agreed to in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. The Los Angeles City Council, it said its latest estimate based on 193 national emissions targets would see temperatures rise to 2.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial averages by the end of the century. The Los Angeles City Council has formally rebuked two members and its former president for their involvement in a racism scandal that has triggered protests and shaken public faith in City Hall.